fellow I'm about to introduce was the originator and perpetrator of the annual Old Timers Ninth Roundup idea. His time goes back to the days of coherer detectors and wireless apparatus, which, as you know, is back 1907, 1908. And he has been one of New Jersey's most active amateurs and rightfully a pioneer wireless operator. He's been on the air continuously since 1912, except for the interruption of two wars. This may or may not have established some sort of a record. He has served on land, at sea, and in the air. And to inject a bit of humor, he might even be competing with Superman. But he goes back to the broadcast days of 1922, where he constructed one of the first broadcast stations in the country. And it was a 500-watt, and it was set up right here in Trenton. He's a co-founder of the Delaware Valley Radio Association, a former director of the American Radio Relay League, having been a member of the ARRL since 1915, an ardent supporter of all its activities, organized traffic networks. He's had an appointment of ORS since 1922, and it's been continuous, right up to date. He's now celebrating his 40th anniversary of continuous amateur activity as a licensed radio amateur. Former engineer of the Signal Corps Lab at Fort Monmouth, presently engaged at the New Jersey State Police as the radio supervisor of the police radio system. And I'd like to give you at this time our compatriot, Ed Racer, W2ZI.
Well, that's a pretty big build-up, fellows. Thank you very much, Mr. Toastmaster. And we're awfully happy to see such a wonderful turnout tonight. Our 10th anniversary Old Timers Night Roundup, which started as a very little idea and grew to a very big thing. I now understand there's Old Timers Nights being held from the West Coast, the Middle West, Chicago, New England, and the various eastern states.